Next item is Seacliff MRRPC Utility Site Plan on Road 336.
This item was also deferred at the March 19th special meeting for further consideration. Todd Waters requesting permission to put a temporary water treatment facility in. I think it was 10 by 20 by 8 feet in size. Denrec has issued all the permits for the temporary. Todd Water has also applied for a regional water treatment facility, and that public hearing will be held on May 22nd, I believe.
Every time I see that phrase, mobile water, I think of a tanker truck. I'm sure it's something different, but...
Mr. Chairman, I realize we've got a lot of public hearings and a lot of interest in those public hearings tonight. However, short of that, if there is someone here representing this application that could briefly, more fully explain it to the commission, I'd be appreciative of any efforts.
All right, then. Is there anyone here representing the applicant? Could be. Okay, great.
Seacliff.
Mobile water treatment.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Smith, if you would state your name for us for the record.
Greg Corey, Tidewater Utilities.
Okay, Greg. Mr. Smith has a couple questions for you.
Yeah, I'm just curious if you could briefly just more fully explain what you're asking the commission to approve at this time as a deviation for what had been presented when the subdivision got preliminary approval.
The subdivision was preliminary approved for a water treatment facility in not only a permanent facility, but at a separate location, at a different location. This application is primarily for a site change at the request of the developer based on the changes in wastewater treatment from on-site to county sewer, and the fact that there's going to be a temporary facility is just a precursor for that permanent facility, just to get water to the site sooner.
My understanding is you have a conditional use. Your utility firm has a conditional use application for another facility that will serve this development and another one. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And then
yes,
this
sir.
Would be abandoned after that use, if it were acted favorably upon by the commissioning council, would be abandoned?
Yes, sir.
And you give reasonable assurances that all safeguards for public health and potability of the water will be met, certain NSTW standards, I guess?
Absolutely. We're regulated by the Office of Drinking Water, and this facility, the temporary one as well as the permanent, should it be looked upon favorably, would be toured and approved by the Office of Drinking Water.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you, sir. Appreciate your comments.
You're welcome.
Hey, gentlemen. Mr. Smith, do you wish to act on this evening, or...
Mr. Chairman, what I would like to do is make a motion to defer it at this time and revert back to it after we've given our time to the public hearings and the other items on the agenda this evening.
Okay, can we do that?
I think you can. Yeah, you can close the public hearing. Or
this is not a public hearing.
Yeah, that's true. It's other business.
Just table.
Why don't we? What we could do is simply. Yeah, table it, refer
table,
back
there'd
to
be
it.
A motion to table it, second it, and then it'd be tabled, and then it'd be lifted off the table at the end of the meeting after the public hearing.
There you go.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this utility site plan, Road 336, my motion is to table it at this time.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to table the Seacliff MRRPC utility site plan on Road 336. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.